Big plans for the V-Day?
You mean Valentine's Day? I don't know. I was going to go to the most romantic city in the world.
You were going to go to Paris?
No, I was going... No, I don't know. Amsterdam. I was going to go to Amsterdam. But Amsterdam has put a moratorium on romance in the Netherlands, apparently.
What do you mean?
Oh, well, in an effort to stem what they see as, quote, criminality tied to the sex industry, the city government in Amsterdam is shutting down... They're shutting down the red light district. Yeah,
they're
removing the girls.
That's what they're known for.
Amongst other things, but they're removing the girls from the windows. And the Amsterdam deputy mayor, Lodewijk Usher, he's spearheading this effort to take all the love, you know, out of the Netherlands.
No, I don't know. Love?
Yes.
I don't think Lodewijk. What's his name?
Lodewijk.
Mayor Usher is stopping people from loving each other. He's stopping people from paying for sex, Jonathan.
Okay, tomato, tomato. And now what are people supposed to do? They're, what, just get high and wander the streets looking for Mr. or Mrs. Wright? God, you can't, that doesn't work, Faith, believe me. I'm just saying that I spoke with this woman. Her name is Nellie Linden, and she works in a fetish apparel store in Amsterdam called Absolute Danny.
Fetish apparel in Amsterdam? What do they sell there? Lucite clogs? What do they have there?
That would be awesome. No, it's not. It's just like the usual items that say love, like chain through crotch, string briefs,
right.
Latex half-cup bras in a nurse motif.
Mm-hmm.
Her daughter makes a lot of the clothes, she told me.
Excellent.
Yeah, and according to Nellie, she's not happy about this destruction of the traditional Netherlandish values of love, free expression, and, I don't know, you know, opium.
It is something real Amsterdam. It's something nice. It's very old-fashioned. And they want to make it broken, and then they want to buy it for themselves, and then they want to make rich people jippies.
They want to make rich people hippies?
Jippish, I think. No, she said yuppies. I had to ask her, too, but she said yuppies. She's saying that yuppies are coming in. She's saying
the yuppies are coming. The yuppies are coming.
Run, tell somebody. And yuppies are, sure, they're loving people, I suppose. They love sweater vests and... yachts and whatnot, but I'm talking about human-to-human love, which is disappearing.
Well, I don't agree that the love is disappearing, but there is a serious side here. I mean, wouldn't closing the red light district put people on the street? Because a lot of people in Amsterdam have jobs in the sex industry.
A lot of people have jobs in the sex industry. Yeah, yes and no. They will be on the street, yes, but they might still be able to work a little, is the good news.
How? Legally?
I think so. The city plans to start certifying pimps and requiring that the girls who work for them be at least 21 years old, which is on the outside of the shelf life of a prostitute. I'll grant you that, but still.
How do you certify a pimp? Is there like a weekend class?
That's I don't know if it's like a seminar, if it's like a crash course. And I did talk to a guy over here in America whose name is Dennis Hoff.
Uh-huh.
You might know him. He is the owner of the famous Bunny Ranch in Nevada.
Heard of it.
He said this.
If they're going to certify pimps, number one, they got to make sure that they're of age. Number two, they need to do a background check on these people. You know, are they real people that are living in our society or living off of our society?
Which is great. Those are very very good thoughts that he has there.
Mm-hmm.
Those are some clinical criteria. But I also did ask Mr. Hoff, you know, about some of the flashier pimp requisites.
Yeah, I don't have any goldfish in my shoes. I don't have a fur coat. You know, I wear nice suits and I don't drive a Cadillac and I don't run around you know, with faux does, faux hoes, and a punk in the trunk sort of thing. And you know, I have a limo and a Mercedes, and I live very, very nicely.
Guy cracks me up. Conversely, I do try to incorporate living goldfish in most of my clothes.
Oh, I thought those were sea monkeys.
Look,
for the record, that guy, Mr. Hoff, is a sleazeball, and I feel like you have a very loose definition of love,
and
McLean.
I beg to differ with you, Faith. These are happy people. They're very happy. They're open.
Mm-hmm.
They're easy to talk to. Mr. Hoff was incredibly easy to talk to. That's what loving someone will do for you. He seemed particularly jovial as I spoke to him with a naked girl in the bed next to him.
Really? There was a naked girl next to him?
I didn't have picture foam, but he told me there was, and
uh-huh.
I have no reason to believe he was lying to me. He seems like an honest guy. listen to the love in the man's voice.
Watch my show, HBO Cat House, and you can see how a real pimp operates.
That's lovely.
Isn't he great?
And ironic, because look, he's not just a pimp, but he's a media whore as well.
Nice.
Thank you, Jonathan. Happy VD.
Wow.